Homeward is committed to partnering with parents and equipping you with the resources you need to raise your kids to become responsible adults. And Steadfast Companies, a leading real estate investment company, is proud to partner with Homeward to bring you the following podcast presentation.
Everything about you matters to God.
Leave that kind of legacy.
I'm Jim Burns. Well, one of the most important lessons we can teach our children is the fact that the decisions they make today can affect them for the rest of their lives. Not easy to teach kids that lesson, but it's an important one. Well, everything we do, say, think, and even feel will have an impact not only on us, but those we come in contact with right now. Our actions, thoughts, and feelings will also have an influence on generations to come. That's pretty heavy, isn't it? So my question to you is this: what kind of legacy are you living today, and what kind of legacy are you leaving for the future? Important questions. During the next half hour, I'm going to continue my conversation on this most important topic of legacy. Author and pastor Phil Muncy, great guy, is with me once again, and we'll be talking about why everything about you matters to God. So stay with us here on Homeward. From the studios at the Homeward Center for Youth and Family on the campus of Azusa Pacific University, welcome to Homeward with parenting and family expert Dr. Jim Burns. I'm Roger Marsh. With alumni living and serving in all 50 states and more than 80 countries around the world, APU graduates are transforming the world for Christ one life at a time and passing on a spiritual legacy to their children as well. Dr. Jim Burns, of course, and his wife Kathy met at Azusa Pacific College, which is now Azusa Pacific University, and daughter Christy finishing up graduate work there. Daughter Rebecca, actually involved in graduate work there, and Heidi's been on campus a couple of times as well too. So we love APU. Learn more about the school when you go to homeward.com and hit the APU icon. Right now, part two of Dr. Jim Burns' conversation with Phil Muncy on why everything about you matters to God here on Homeward. Here's Jim. Welcome to Homeward. I'm Jim Burns. Phil Muncy with us. It's a continuing conversation. We're talking about why everything about you matters to God. You know, passing a solid spiritual legacy down to future generations depends heavily upon the covenants we'll be keeping and the covenants that we'll be making and how we live our priorities. And we're going to talk about that today. Phil Muncy, he has served in full-time ministry for over 30 years. He's the senior pastor of a great church in Southern California called Life Church, which he and his wife Jeannie founded in 1985. Nationally recognized conference speaker. He and Jeannie have been married for 30 years, and they have three adult children and a son-in-law. Great to have you back with us.
Thanks, Jim. It's good to be back.
I had chills as we were talking the last time just because I so badly want legacy in my own family. Kathy and I call ourselves a transitional generation, and we want to recover from some of the past. You know, the Bible says you inherit the sins of a previous generation, right, a third and fourth generation, and maybe even longer. And yet, many of us want to break that chain,
yes,
of dysfunction, if you would. Now, you've been talking about legacy a lot, and you've been thinking about it a lot. In fact, you say that some people are even weary of you talking the legacy talk. What are you trying to communicate to them?
Well, I think people, you know, to hammer, everything's the nail. So to me right now, legacy is the answer to every problem.
Right.
Because it's based on this. It's based on the principle that in every deed there is a seed. You see, we don't live isolated lives just to ourselves. Our actions and our attitude matters. Now, that can be intimidating, but not really. Those of you that are listening, you're driving in the car right now, you're wondering, man, what does my life matter? What does it matter if I lose this weight or if I keep a good attitude or if I resist this temptation? It all matters because it all accumulates. God has ordained it that through the blood or through covenant relationships, everything gets transferred from one generation to the next, even your attitudes, your actions. So with that, That ought to inspire us. Because you see, this book was birthed out of a time when actually I pastor here in Orange County. And I live out in the country. And to get to my church, I had to pastor one of the largest churches in America, Rick Warren. People may know him. You ever heard of him?
Sure, absolutely. He's actually on our advisory board here at Onward.
Yeah, you know, he's a great guy. I love him. But I'm going to tell you what, as you're a pastor, we're all in a competitive mindset here, especially in America. And sometimes on the way to my church, I get stuck in traffic of all of the thousands of people that are going to his church. He has 20,000 people come to his church. I got less than 2,000 on Easter Sunday.
Which is a big church, actually, compared to.
So sometimes I get so upset, I like want to put a sign in the back of my car, follow me to preferred seating, parking, and then take them down the road to my church, you know? And one day I was having one of those rainy days and Mondays where it's like, you know what? What does it matter? I'm not going to ever write a book that's probably going to sell 30 million copies. I'm not going to have a church of 20,000. I've been here for 25 years. And that's when the Lord really showed me. Rick is a fourth generation preacher's kid. So is Kay. His father, his father's father, they weren't that well recognized. This is a human generational relay race we're running. And every lap I run with integrity and with intensity matters. And it was that day that God really showed me, Phil, do the right thing. It matters because it all accumulates. And I remember when I was writing this book, I was tempted to give it. I serve on several different ministry boards, and I thought about giving the concept of a book away to someone else who could reach more people. And I remember my daughter saying to me, Kara, she said, Dad, don't do it. You write this book. And I said, well, Kara, what does it matter if I write it? I mean, who cares who gets the credit? Almost feeling humble, you know. And my daughter said, I tell you why, Dad, because I got books in me. And if you don't open that door, I'll never have that opportunity. Sometimes our obedience, regardless if it's successful, is all that's needed to open the door for the next generation.
Well, that is a great word. There's somebody who's listening to us, though, that is brokenhearted. They're brokenhearted that they haven't passed a solid spiritual legacy on. Maybe there's a strained relationship with a child right now. Maybe they're recipients of a bad legacy.
Yeah.
I want you to tell us, and you talked about this in your book, I want you to tell us about Rahab's story from Joshua 2 and how that shows that God can turn even a bad legacy into a good one.
Absolutely. You know, if you're familiar with the Christian faith at all, you hear the reference to blood and the blood of Jesus saves. Well, now in a scientific community that we now have this knowledge, we understand that Jesus does have a redemptive plan for those of us that have come from a bad background. Rahab was a prostitute. History shows that she came from a lineage that's all they did. Sexual immorality was their religion. And yet, because she had a desire to change, she broke out of that curse. She made a decision to do the right thing. And it's a beautiful story. And by doing the right thing, she set in motion a new legacy that generations later, when you read the book of Matthew, Jesus is in the lineage of a woman who was a prostitute, who that's all she knew. So you know what? There's people listening today that if they make the right decision today, they will see the benefits of their decisions in generations to come. Everything does matter, Jim. Boy, it really does count.
It's a great comment. You say that the quality of our lives is directly related to the quantity of the covenants we make. What do you mean by that?
Well, two things. First of all, people need to know a covenant is a promise that we make with God as a witness. We all make promises, but a covenant is when we say, so help me God, as God is my witness. And this is great news, Jim, because there are some people who are adopted, and they need to know that covenants actually work the same principle as the biological connection. For instance, Abraham was the father of the Jewish nation, right? He wasn't a Jew, but it was his covenant he made with God that God started a whole new bloodline based on a promise and a covenant. We know that, like, the Apostle Paul didn't have any children, but through covenants, he was able to call Timothy his son, which, by the way, Timothy was a third-generation Christian raised by single mothers. Think about that. Even if you don't have that perfect family, it does matter. In the book, I talk about the covenant of marriage, and I actually make a statement that's kind of controversial. I say, marriage is not about making you happy. It's about making you holy. It's about what happens as a result when we become locked in, connected, because covenants are the chain that hold together our legacies. And to the degree, for instance, here in Southern California, we know a little bit about buying homes, and not now, but the equity that you can have. If you buy a home in Southern California and hold on to it for 10 years, you can have a couple $100,000 equity. But you only get that equity if you're willing to make a covenant with a bank that says, I'm going to treat this house as if it's mine. Well, people that don't know how to make covenants are leasing their relationships. People lease their relationships. They live together with no covenant. There's no equity. People, sometimes even with their churches, they lease their church. There's no value. But when you got equity, for instance, when you, like in my house, I had a flood problem at one of my ADD moments when I turned on the water and forgot to turn it off and it flooded half of my house. Well, you know what? It cost me $5,000 to fix it. But you know what? I didn't have the $5,000, but it didn't matter. I was going to beg, borrow, or whatever. You know why? Because I have a lot of equity in that house. I'm not going to walk away from a $200,000 equity I have for a $5,000 problem. Marriage is that way. Some of you are facing a $5,000 problem. Deal with it. Find a way to fix it because you're walking away. What's the cost, Jim? What's the equity of being able to go to your daughter's graduation and sit next to that child's mother when she's getting graduated? What's the value of walking down the aisle with your daughter and when you get done saying her mother and I and you sit next to her mother? That's equity. You don't walk from that. And covenants are what build legacy. And if once we embrace covenants, we'll race to them. We shouldn't enter into them lightly. But the quality of your life from a financial standpoint and certainly from a relationship standpoint is predicated on covenants.
That's author and pastor Phil Muncy here on the Homeward Broadcast, and you're listening to part two of Dr. Jim Burns' conversation with Phil Muncy on the theme of why everything about you matters to God. And Phil is the author of the book Legacy Now. It's a book that Dr. Jim Burns recommends, and if you'd like to learn more about Phil and his ministry and his writing, go to homeward.com, look at the radio program log there, and you'll see his name is hotkeyed, so you can just hit Phil Muncy's name. It takes you right to his website. You can learn more about his ministry. The conclusion of this conversation is coming up on the other side of this break as Homeward continues.
We're asking the question, who's had the biggest influence over your life?
My mom and dad.
My parents.
Well, I'd have to say my mom.
My parents have had a major influence on my life.
Over the years, when I've asked kids what has influenced their faith more than anything else, the answer is always the same. Now, this may surprise you, but they say, my parents. Well, that's a pretty awesome responsibility. It's not always easy either. I remember one woman telling me, homework, curfew, and rules, well, I can handle that. But when it comes to the spiritual side, I feel totally out of my comfort zone. Well, we can't give over our children's faith to even the best church or the greatest youth group. The responsibility is on our shoulders. It's a privilege and a responsibility from God that we must take seriously. Now, there are no magic formulas or techniques that always work. But it's important to remember that wherever your kids are in their spiritual journey, you set the pace for their spiritual growth. I'm Jim Burns with Something to Think About from Homeward.com.
Welcome back. I'm Jim Burns. Loving this conversation. Incredible conversation, actually. Very challenging. Why everything about you matters to God. Phil Muncy is with us. He is the senior pastor of Life Church in Southern California. He's written a great book called Legacy Now, Why Everything About You Matters. And I highly recommend that book, by the way. We're talking about covenants. And believe me, right before the break, as you were talking about that, I had chills on my back thinking about people who really do need to stick with that covenant in marriage and actually work on it, you know, instead of just kind of give up.
Absolutely.
Really work on it because it's going to make a difference long term. But you tell a story in your book, and I love this story, and it's about covenant making in reality, and it's about an Olympic runner from Africa who I believe was in the Mexico City Olympics. Mm-hmm. And tell us about the covenant that he made and just what that was all about. I think it has a great lesson for us.
Well, it's a great story because going back to my own personal struggle with trying to compete with Rick Warren and Saddleback Church, you know, I felt like that if life is a race and you're running it, I felt like I had been lapped two or three times. They were already passing out the trophy. And I'm like, what does it matter? Quit, go home. But when you stand back and look at it from a legacy standpoint, and this gentleman had injured his leg and had continued to run this race.
He was running a marathon, is that
yes,
right?
Yes, yeah. And an hour and a half after the awards had been given, everybody had been recognized, the lights were being shut down in the stadium that they had to come running into. He comes in and, you know, hobbling in, and everybody's like, man, what are you doing? And what kept you going? And he said, you know what? My country sent me here to finish this race. It's not just about winning. And you see, this is what legacy is trying to do, Jim. It's trying to help people recognize, what do you mean winning? Winning what? The most toys? Winning what? To be happy? What is this race all about? And when you recognize that we're all part of a relay race, and Hebrews 12:1 is a great picture, that we're surrounded by these great cloud of witnesses, and that every lap, every decision I make, every lap I run, it will be one less lap the next generation will have to run. If I'll be healthy, if I'll do the right thing, if I'll resist. For instance, I think that too many people are relying on marriage to fulfill their happiness. Look, I tell people, look, there's other ways to be happy. Go golfing, get therapy, do something. Don't look at everything about you and about now. And here's the thing, Jim, that I just love, because people are, they're overwhelmed with trying to be better people. It's a tough job to try to be the great husband, to be the right wife. But you know what? When you start living your life outside of yourself and outside of the now, a surprising thing happens. Jesus said, you lose it, you find this new life. And when I started living life from a legacy, generational-driven perspective, it has revolutionized everything. It has made my everyday moments more qualified. I feel more fulfilled because by looking beyond myself, I've awakened the best part of me. Yeah.
What's interesting is, you know, here you think about legacy, and legacy is so, you're thinking about generational legacy, and yet at the same time, it helps you make a decision today with how you're going to do your marriage, how you're going to work with your kids, what you're going to do at work, how you're going to drive, you know, the whole thing. But it also deals with money.
Yeah.
Because legacy, as you said, it's built on obedience. And there's a part of legacy that does deal with, you know, the money factor.
Right.
Talk about how legacy and money work hand in hand.
Well, legacy in its simplest definition, and from my view, is having a strategic commitment to make sure that your resources and your relationships will last beyond yourself. And we need to recognize that everything that touches us, we're going to be responsible for. We have a choice to make it better, so that the next generation that touches it. So we have to look at our relationships, marriages, our churches, our friends, and we have to recognize how can we best utilize these relationships. Same with resources. Money is very important because it says a whole lot about what our values and our priorities are. There's an incredible scripture in the Bible that says that Abraham, when he was paying tithe, that his grandson Levi was credited as paying tithes while he was yet in his grandfather's loins. Man, that again shows you God's view of everything. God is seeing generations in everything that we do. So I think that even now, I think in America's culture, I think we're on a reality check with our money. I'm afraid that the baby boomers have taken the sacrifice of our fathers, and we have misused them to try to get it all right here, right now. We've created a debt for the next generation. We need a reevaluation right now. We need to simplify our lives and recognize that we have a responsibility to set in motion that let's start buying things, living our life financially with our children and their children's children in mind.
Yeah, that's a great comment. Another phrase, gratitude is a foundational pillar in building our legacy. How do you have gratitude in the midst of maybe tough times? Also, how do you teach your kids gratitude?
Well, I think it starts with us. The first thing that we need to do, there's an old line that says, an African proverb that says, when an elder dies, it's as if a library is burned down. Here's the thing we've got to do. We've got to bring the stories of our fathers and mothers to our generation now. We need to find excuses around the dinner table and the holidays to tell stories about where we came from, about the sacrifices our dad and our mothers made. This generation, the Bible says, there's a scripture that says there'll come a generation where there'll be no old man in the house. And it's called a curse. And what it means is that the gap between one generation and the other is so widened. Well, what we need to do is show the stories of where we came from. Tell them to our children. That's part of building a chain that connects the generations. And it's wonderful. And I think if we'll show honor to our mom and dad, and Jim, sometimes our mom and dad may have had some baggage and some problems, but there's a lot of good, then you know what? If we'll honor our parents to our children will honor us right. to their children.
Right. That makes a lot of sense. You talk about protecting the gates, protecting your home with morals, never compromise the standards of your home. What do you mean by that?
Well, I think a lot of parents right now feel a lot of pressure. The culture has kind of stepped in into our homes, and with, you know, individual iPods, cell phones, bathrooms, bedrooms, even our churches segregate our generations, that we've got to find a way somehow to recognize that we are the gatekeepers of this generation. There's four things, Jim, that every generation is being attacked with, and they are stubbornness, our rebellion, sexual immorality, sorcery, which is one of the words in the Bible used for drugs, and sloth. These are the four areas that we discuss in the book that will destroy a legacy. And as parents, we've got to be willing to stand strong, be the gatekeepers. And here's the quick illustration, the prodigal son. The father managed the home, and when the son left, he didn't go after the son. He held tight, kept the gate watch. I've seen marriages where the kids are rebelling, and their marriages fall apart trying to salvage or trying to be feeling the pressure of what this can bring to a home. The best thing you can bring, the best thing you can do for your children is have a good home for them to come back to when they do come back. And that's all part of managing a legacy.
Boy, that is a great reminder. Phil, thank you for being with us. Thank you for writing this book. Incredible, compelling conversation today.
Thanks, Jim.
And that concludes part two of Dr. Jim Burns' two-part conversation with author and pastor Phil Muncy here on the Homeward Broadcast. Why Everything About You Matters to God has been our topic. It's a great topic of conversation. And Phil Muncy, the author of the book Legacy Now, which is a book Dr. Jim Burns recommends. You can learn more about that at homeward.com if you're not there already. Jim, this is a great conversation to have. My first time meeting Phil. You, of course, have a history with him and a friendship that goes back many, many years. But this was a food for thought for us, for sure. Very challenging conversation for us as parents, really puts the onus on us to pass on that legacy of faith to our kids, but also a very encouraging time as well that put a smile on just about everyone's face here in the studio.
Oh, I'm inspired. I have loved every minute of it. I think Phil is a great guy, and we've actually known each other from the past. Our kids actually went to school together, and when I told one of my daughters that Andrew Muncy's dad was going to be on the program, she was all excited.
Sure, there's the legacy.
Yeah, isn't that true? But, you know, the fascinating side to it is that I felt like what he had to say was something actually quite deep and meaningful, and it really challenged me to want to really pour into my kids' lives so that the legacy that Kathy and I are investing in their lives will continue from generation to generation.
Amen.
I want to close with a neat story. It's a story actually that took place in Beijing, China, in another generation. There was a beggar who was lying there, and I write about this in my book, Confident Parenting. But he was in the gutter one evening, and in reality, he was drunk, he was a thief and a vagabond, and no one was going to miss him, and he was in the process of dying. At that time, a man came up to him who did not know him, but who gave him nourishment, gave him spiritual nourishment, actually took him into his home and brought him back to life. The interesting story is that that beggar became a Christian while he lived in this man's home. The name of the man was Hudson Taylor. Mm-hmm. And you know me, I love history and I love mission history.
Yeah.
Hudson Taylor was one of the great missionaries in China. He nourished this man. This man became the first Billy Graham of China, if
wow.
you would.
Wow.
They've dated back hundreds and hundreds of years, and that man made a commitment to Christ. He brought thousands and thousands of people, but so much of the renewal and the revival that is taking place in China today in some pretty exciting ways, they date it back to this particular man who was lying in the gutter. Hudson Taylor made a great decision. Now, Hudson Taylor not only made a great decision ministering to people, but his family has carried on that particular mission and ministry as well. And so I think for us, what we can see is that when we do that loving act, when we do that caring act to not only our own kids, but to someone else, then you know what? Our kids are watching, our families are watching, and I think they will then imitate us, and the legacy can go from generation to generation. Way too many people think that when you talk about legacy, it's just too high in the sky.
Yeah.
And it's actually living our lives with integrity and living our lives with authenticity, and then believing that God has something in store for our family as well as the families to come.
That's powerful, Jim. And as we think about the legacy that we are leaving here, we appreciate the people who are, in a sense, legacy partners with us here at the Homeward Broadcast, because this program, Homeward, of course, is affiliated with Azusa Pacific University through the Homeward Center for Youth and Family. But as far as this radio broadcast goes and the seminars that we produce and the daily online devotional, the Good Advice Parent Newsletter, all the resources that come out of Homeward are supported through your tax-deductible donations to the Ministry of Homeward. And we appreciate your online support. You can give a gift online through homeward.com. Our website is secure. You can also send a check through the mail to Homeward, Post Office Box 1600, San Juan Capistrano, California, the zip code 92693. And now for Dr. Jim Burns, our engineer Ben Camp, and the rest of the staff, I'm Roger Marsh. Thanks so much for listening. Join us again next time right here for another edition of Homeward, where parents get real answers. Homeward with Jim Burns is a production of the Homeward Center for Youth and Family at Azusa Pacific University.